WHDD presents Susan Says.
In this awful week of awful news, here and around the world, I think we should laugh, don't you? So I dug up some really dumb and silly and sometimes rude and even naughty tidbits to share with my listeners. Ready? Here we go. In an Australian election a while back, there was some friction about policy and style. And one of the candidates said, "No one, however well-educated they are, is the suppository of all wisdom." Yeah, he meant repository, but he proved his own point, didn't he? A Canadian toy company said about a new toy, "You know you can trust a toy company if its toys fart. It knows what kids want." I'm not a kid, I'm laughing. This is a bit icky, but still. The New York Post reports a 4-foot legless woman in Florida outran the law. Yeah, they said that, outran the law. It seems she skipped out on a court date when her boyfriend was trying to cram her into a plastic bin and escape. The cops caught her, sorry, but it made me laugh. As to the royal wedding, I feel sorry for everyone. The bride's family is a walking catastrophe. All the step-siblings and the father who seems to have gone downhill. He used to have a good career in showbiz as a cameraman. He actually worked on a show my ex-husband produced, Married with Children, but my ex doesn't remember him, which figures he doesn't remember me either. Anyway, I think they should have opted for a small wedding, you know, given all the elements ready for disaster. Well, we'll see this weekend, won't we? Finally, North Korea's crazy, bad-haired fatso leader seems to have outplayed our crazy, bad-haired fatso, not my leader. Yeah. Bye-bye Nobel Prize, as if it ever were intended to be going to deranged Donnie in the first place. Oh, make it end, someone. That's you, Robert Mueller. 1 year, enough. Although Avanti is doing a good job, too. Does anyone else keep entering those constant internet sweepstakes? You know, those giveaways like I do? Has anyone ever won? I have not. But hope springs eternal. And I wish spring would spring without all this rain. Bye for now.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.